first pre-season game on English soil, 2-1 victory. How do you rate the performance?
Yeah, I'd say there's more to come. I think we're not at full pelt yet, but I probably wouldn't expect us to be. Hopefully we're building up to our best levels. It was a good test today. I think Portsmouth are a good team. We wanted a tough game. We got it. But overall, some good signs. Obviously some stuff for us to work on. Go away and review the game.
Had that real kind of competitive nature about it, didn't it?
It always does down here. I don't think you get anything given to you here. I think they compete and... we expected that, and they've got some quality players like Sir Brett Pittman opposing. You know, they're going to have a threat, and they did. Good to see us score two goals and started the game really, really brightly. Probably the first goal for us sort of seemed to stop our momentum, and that was probably the most disappointing thing.
Very quickly after Pompey equalised, of course, you went ahead again from a well-taken finish from a Phoebe.
Yeah, we weren't level for long. You know, we started the game so quickly, we came out of the traps really quick today. And then when they equalised, we scored again. So that's good signs, knowing that we've probably had a little bit more in our locker today. But I think the key thing for us is to bring more of that intensity out in our next few games.
Phoebe certainly had quite a few more chances, didn't he, to get more goals?
Yeah, he's had a good pre-season today. He's looked fit, lean, really motivated to do well. He's put himself in goal-scoring positions today. Pleased that he's taken one, as I am with Lees. It's good to see the striker score.
Into the second half, you made, I think it was 8 changes. Was that always the plan?
Yeah, it was always the plan. Yeah, we wanted to 60 minutes for certain players that we felt was able to cope with 60, 30 for the ones that we felt needed a little bit more time to just treat a little bit more carefully. So I was pleased with that, and pleased with the fact that we've come out with no injuries.
I feel like the players have really kind of benefited from that training camp in Marbella. I imagine you worked them very hard.
Yeah, we worked them hard. The heat was extreme. It was a really intense few days for the players. They've come back looking good. I think there's more to come, as I said. I think hopefully the next few games will show that.
You've got quite a hectic pre-season now. This is obviously your first game on English soil, the likes of Valencia, QPR. Quite a busy schedule for you.
Yeah, the games now come thick and fast. So we're coming back to the training this week, and then we have a double header at the weekend, as you say, and then the games come. So that's, I think, what we need at the moment.
And what about the transfer market? Are you content, or are you still looking to bring more players in, or maybe offload some?
Providing we don't get any injuries, I think I'm pretty much content with the squad. There may be one position I might look at, but we'll wait and see. There may be players that go out the other way, just to address the balance, because we are quite heavy in terms of numbers, but we'll wait and see.
What about the future of Max Groder? Of course, I saw he was linked with the French side Toulouse. Is he going to be going there or elsewhere?
With Max, we'll wait and see. He's very much part of our squad at the moment. I'm aware that he's had a long-term injury, and he will feel the need to play. If I can't guarantee him that, then we may look at something. But at the moment, what I would say is he's come and had a terrific pre-season. He's been excellent in training, so he's very much part of our squad as we speak.
He looked sharp today, didn't he?
Yeah, he looked really sharp and a real handful. He's got that bounce and energy that we associate with Max when he's playing at his best level, so I'm pleased with him.
So see, Lewis Grabban and Mark Wilson weren't given squad numbers. What about their future? Are they going on loan somewhere? Or
They may leave during this window. We'll wait and see. The club obviously would have to receive the right offer.